Here I will show you how you can easily flash the new LN882 modules via UART, just like you would flash ESP8266. Flashing those modules will soon allow you to free them from the cloud and connect them to Home Assistant. I've already covered some of the more technical details in the LN882H datasheet topic, so here I will only present the firmware change guide. 2025-1-04 update. Please see this topic for latest discussion and YouTube LN882H tutorial. Hardware preparation. You will need an USB to UART converter and a reliable 3.3-volt power supply. Powering directly from 3.3-volt pin on USB to UART converter may not work. The procedure is very similar to ESP8266 and BK7231. So watch our flashing tutorials here. But basically, in case of LN882, you need to connect Module TX, UART RX, Module RX, UART TX, Module Ground, UART Ground, Module 3V3, UART 3V3. Make sure your USB UART supports and is in 3V3 mode if it's selectable. Module Boot, GPIO A9, Ground. GPIO A9 must remain low during whole flashing process. Do not disconnect it S1. Once all connections are done, connect USB to UART converter to your PC. Note, if you try to flash and it fails, or you want to flash again, make sure to disconnect and reconnect USB to UART converter from your PC while keeping boot signal low. Soldering tips. If you are new to soldering, you can watch some of our BK7231 flashing guides. BK7231 is a different module, but soldering method is the same. For example, module can be easily desoldered with some flux, some extra PB solder, and solder wick. Here is desoldered module. In order to solder wires easily, first add some flux, then add some PB solder to the pads, also tin the wires, then solder wires. And finally, here is my circuit. It's an USB to UART converter in 3.3-volt mode with an extra AMS 1117 3.3-volt TC1264 3.3-volt LDO on protoboard, so I can get reliable 3.3-volt current source. Making original firmware backup. Extract both archives to single directory, like. Navigate to it in CMD. Install Python if you're missing it. Change COMX to your COM port name, like COM15. Run the command. Note, you must have in the same directory as Python script. Otherwise, you will get this error. If you have connected something incorrectly, or swapped RX and TX, you will get. Otherwise, the slow and long flash dump procedure will begin. Flash read will continue until it hits the end of the flash. It will end with following message. This is not an error. Dump files will be created here. Flashing new firmware. First, get new firmware for NL882H platform. It should be available here. Either check link or releases tab. Navigate to the DIR, just like when doing flash backup. Then use. It should flash in few moments. To run firmware, disconnect everything from power. Disconnect boot from ground. And reconnect power. Connect to the access point. Open page at 192.168.4.1 and configure your device like you'd configure any other OpenBeacon, OpenBL 602, OpenW600, OpenW800, OpenXR809, Tasmota device. For mode OBK tips, please see our channel. For a generic IoT devices teardowns list and guides list, see. Download here are tools used for flashing, as described in this topic. Summary: LN882H is very easily flashable via UART, just like ESP. You need to solder 5 wires, 3.3-volt, ground, RX, TX, and boot signal. Boot must be pulled low for bootloader to work. Remember to power off on whole module after each flashing cycle. This is mandatory. The flashing procedure will allow you to flash our multi-platform firmware, so your devices can work with Home Assistant and be free from the cloud. P.S. At the time of the posting this topic, LN882H port is still WIP. So please wait patiently for release to be posted on GitHub.